This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj.
Peter Liu.
Discussing first impressions here, and Arvind kind of left us with a cliffhanger before we went into the break about, you know, what would be the one thing from a first impression that would be a deal breaker. So you can't just throw it over at us without having an example yourself. What would it be?
This is a first impression, right?
Yeah.
I think even without any bias, someone who has no ability to listen puts me off. Yeah, if you like meet someone for the first time and then they just bulldoze through with their whole life story, then I'm like, okay, so this is a bit narcissistic.
Yeah,
you know, there's I'm not in this equation at all, and it's 100% you, so why am I even here? So that puts me off. So then by the end of it, I evaluate the thing. I'm like, okay, I got like maybe a hello out, and so this is not worth following up on, you know.
But I mean, I've been in that situation where somebody has been like that, and I've noticed it at the I want to say end of the conversation, but the conversation never ended.
Yeah.
I realized it was somebody was overcompensating for their shyness, you know, and they were just trying to fill that gap and have a conversation. They're
you're
not
so
naturally. I'm not. That's the thing. You know, I was just giving them the chance to kind of talk themselves out, and they just didn't. You know?
So no benefit of the doubt.
No, but well, I kind of. At the end of the conversation, I was like, okay, well, it's clear that this person...
It wasn't a conversation. It was a monologue.
It was more of a monologue of somebody who just,
So I think, like, when that happens, right, my eyes sort of glaze over. But, I think through the work experience, I've learned to nod at the right place. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I'll just need to go to the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, sorry, that phone call. Yeah. Oh, is that the time? We've all been there, haven't we?
Okay. So I said BO, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's sort of, like, difficult to be in your presence.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it is, right?
You know? And it reflects hygiene, so you know what I mean? Kind of.
Yeah.
Ooh, are we being mean?
What about you? You can't get away from this.
No, I'm not going to get away from it. I mean, a combination of the two, I think. You know, definitely body odor is something that I found very difficult to deal with in previous situations. I mean, we've had guests here who have been in the studio at some point, and we've had to, like, you know, fumigate the studio for 3 days afterwards and, you know, use all kinds of... Let's be honest, you know, we're being honest, yes. You know. That is one thing for me. But I think general rudeness is something that I don't deal with very, very well.
Yes.
Somebody who, you know, even if they are superior in their intelligence or whatever, the very fact that these people often make you feel inferior and they do that on purpose is something that immediately puts me off, you know, because it feels like that person isn't listening to... doesn't want to listen to what anybody else has to say about it.
Okay, and this was something...
arrogance, I suppose.
Arrogance.
A
book that I read years ago, and it's a classic, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends to Influence People.
Yeah.
And one of the things that always stuck with me is be interested, not interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And that's talking to someone,
asking questions.
Listening, right? And rather than, I'm so interesting.
Yeah,
because then it'll be...
All right.
Nice.
Okay, ladies and gents, if you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899 is the number to get us on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or an Insta story at BFM Radio. I'm sure you're all out with your kids having fun on this school holiday. We completely forgot about that, didn't we?
Yep.
Right. So we've been speaking about open offices on and off.
I have a kid.
For the past few weeks. And how I think a lot of people have drawn the conclusion that open offices may not have been the best concept in the world, but they have benefits and they have, you know, they have pros and they have cons. So, and it's often difficult to get work done. Arvind has some suggestions as to how we can do that.
Yeah. It's Basecamp's suggestion. So this company called Basecamp, they are a management software platform. And they found out that open offices don't work well for them because it favors the employer, not so much the employee.
Oh.
Yeah. So Harvard University, they did a study on this. And they found that participants who were changed to an open plan office spent 72% less time interacting face-to-face. And they sent 56% more emails and 67% more instant messages. Yeah. In 2017, about 70% of U.S. offices were open plan, according to a report in the Chicago Tribune. With some companies like Netflix and HubSpot even doing away with private offices for their CEOs. So they found out that this is because it's more economical for the employer to switch to an open office. So because they have to sign a long-term lease for commercial lease, 5 to 10 years at least, and you don't know how big you'll be or what you'll need in 7 or even 3 years' time. So flexible spaces make sense because you can add more desks and you can also pack more people into an open space, which you cannot do if each and every person needs their own cubicle and office and stuff. So they found out that it doesn't work well for the employee because it doesn't favor their work. A lot of them go through a lot of stress. They can't do work because there's a lot of noise. So what Basecamp did was they started putting strategies and rules into place to sort of help the employee instead of the management and the employers. Because they say that open plan offices offers better flexibility, but you have to come up with strategies to make flexible spaces work for employees as well. You cannot throw people into a big space and expect it to be fine. So what they've done is they have a library system. They treat the office like a public library or any kind of library for that matter, because they say that it's one of the oldest institutions and everyone knows how to behave inside a library. Some other offices have had these noise-canceling headphones that they give all employees to wear. Some of them have a do not disturb sign that you have beside you. I think some of them even have like lights that go on saying that you don't want to be disturbed at this time, and quiet pods. But Basecamp says that the library rule works best because everybody knows how to behave in the library. They are reading, studying, and thinking, and we treat the office like library, making quiet the norm. So employees keep their voices down. If they need to talk, they grab a room which is lined with felt and soundproof materials to help deflect sound and reduce any echo. The company also has a private soundproof phone booth where you can use your phone at full volume. Yeah, and to reduce the sound of phones ringing or for you to answer calls, they have no phones in the office, or they have no phones on the desk, and they have no incoming calls. So every form of communication is done online or through email. So there's no reason for you to raise your voice at all at your desk. If you want to talk to anybody or you want to have a conversation, then you go into the meeting room where it's soundproof and then you have your conversations there. Even if you want to go on the phone, then you have their phone booth where you can talk at like maximum volume. No one can hear you outside, completely soundproof. And they say that so far, so good. It's worked pretty well because people come in and they're generally quiet, and noise isn't a problem anymore in their office.
I don't know why Arv chose this story, because he's sitting next to me. I don't know. Is this a hint about something? Yeah, he's got these noise-canceling headphones and then my bag encroached into his space.
Not yet. Not yet. No voice-canceling headphones yet. Right? Yet.
But,
not
you know, yet. He's just reading through the story, staring at me.
Well, you know, I picked this specifically for some reasons.
Right. So, I mean, we've had this discussion for a while. I have to admit that I do like open offices, but I do like the ability to get somewhere quiet as and when I need to. And I think that's a nice balance. I think treating an office a bit like a library for me would make it feel, I mean, here's a weird thing. I don't want to say it would make me feel like I'm at work, because I'm supposed to be at work. But there's something about the industry that we work in that I think a little bit of noise is conducive to what we try to do. You need a bit of energy, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So the industry we're in.
Exactly.
That we are in, But I don't think this works like, just say you're working in a maybe even a financial institution like a bank.
Right.
Then you have so many numbers to think of and reports to do and stuff, and you don't want someone constantly like, you know, talking at you, talking to you and stuff. But Basecamp also says that another thing to do is you have to consider where people sit. So that's another thing. So they say you can't mix sales, which is a naturally loud process, with developers, designers or writers. So even in that case, like the thing that I brought up, the bank, it could work if they had this library rule, because you sort of segment people, and the people who need to be talking to other people like sales have to sit in a different corner of the office, while people who are generally quiet and need to do like coding, programming and stuff like that, they sit at maybe the other end of the office where there's not much sound, where they are like-minded people and like-sounding people or lack of sounding people.
Or lack of sounding people.
Lack of sounding people.
All right. I like the idea, though. I mean, I think it makes sense.
Yeah. But I mean, like you said, it can't work. Like if it's a media kind of environment and stuff, if you're working like in a media company, then you can't have that much quiet.
Well, I mean, some media companies like to keep your opinions to yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, some big ones. But then also it's a lot of communication. Like media companies, they, you know, you need to encourage communication. Mm-hmm. Then you can sort of get creative with one another. And you can't do that if it looks like a library.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break. We've got some music coming up. We've got Paul Simon up next with So Beautiful or So What. That's up next. Don't forget, you can still get in touch if you have anything to discuss regarding the first impression story. Have you had an experience where your first impression of somebody was completely wrong? Let us know on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.